Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music from the 1962 trip that the National High School Symphony Orchestra took to visit the White House and President John F. Kennedy. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. On August 6, 1962, at 10:30 a.m., the National High School Symphony Orchestra gave a performance on the South Lawn of the White House in Washington, D.C. Joseph Maddy, founder of Interlochen Center for the Arts, took the orchestra to Washington after the ensemble had won a very intense competition. The White House concert began with the official presidential anthem of the United States, Hail to the Chief by James Sanderson. To the Chief by James Sanderson, performed on the South Lawn of the White House to welcome President John F. Kennedy, the National High School Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joe Maddy. Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're revisiting that trip that the National High School Symphony Orchestra took to the White House. In an impromptu speech, President Kennedy welcomed the student musicians to the White House, and he congratulated them on winning the contest that had brought them there.
I want to welcome you all to the White House, and particularly welcome this distinguished symphony orchestra. These young ladies, gentlemen, I think approximating nearly 100, are the survivors of a very difficult and intensive competition, stretching nearly between 1,500 and 1,600 of their contemporaries, who also took part in this study of music. And the best were chosen to come here to Washington.
The next piece the orchestra performed was the first movement of the Symphony No. 4 by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Here's an excerpt of that first movement, the Andante Sostenuto. Joe Maddy again to conduct this performance on the South Lawn of the White House.
Thank you.
Music from the first movement, the Andante Sostenuto, the Symphony No. 4 by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Joe Maddy conducting that performance of the National High School Symphony Orchestra in August of 1962 at the White House in Washington, D.C. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. We just heard the first couple of pieces that the National High School Symphony Orchestra performed at the White House. Next on the program, they played the overture to Tannhäuser, music of Richard Wagner.
Thank you.
the Overture to Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. The National High School Symphony Orchestra performing in August of 1962. Joe Maddy conducting them in that performance on the South Lawn of the White House. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the Interlocking Collection, we are revisiting that concert the National High School Symphony Orchestra gave at the White House. The orchestra next performed with student dancers. And if you'd like to see a photo of the dancers from this performance, check out classicalipr.org. This is The Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss the Younger.
Thank you.
The Emperor Waltz, also known as the Kaiser Waltz, by Johann Strauss the Younger, performed by the National High School Symphony Orchestra and student dancers on the South Lawn of the White House in August of 1962. The conductor, again, was Joe Matty. This is the Interlochen Collection, and you can stream this and most of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio mobile app. As we mentioned earlier, President Kennedy gave a short speech prior to the orchestra's performance. Near the end of his speech, he turned and spoke directly to the students. He apologized for having to leave, but he thanked them for coming and encouraged them to keep performing.
Boys and girls, I want to tell you, you're glad to have you here. I have other responsibilities, but you certainly keep my door open. You're very welcome here. And I hope that all those who hear you and all those other millions who may know that you're here will be encouraged themselves. And people around the world will look to this country as a leader in artistic endeavor as well as in other endeavors. So we're glad to have you, Doctor, and we congratulate you for all you've done.
If you'd like to see a video of President Kennedy giving the entire speech we've been hearing, visit classicalipr.org. The next piece the students played at the White House might not, on the surface, seem to have much of a connection to Interlochen. During World War II, Japanese-born composer Yasushi Akutagawa sneaked into the Soviet Union. There, Akutagawa met the composer he admired the most, Dmitri Shostakovich. As a tribute, he composed Music for Symphony Orchestra, a piece that reflects his love for Shostakovich's music and his film scores. Here's where Interlochen enters the picture. Conductor Thor Johnson liked the piece and began programming it with his professional orchestras and with Interlochen's student orchestras. The Interlochen Press would eventually publish the score. The students brought it with them to the White House. Dr. Matty conducts the National High School Symphony Orchestra in Music for Symphony Orchestra by Yasushi Akutagawa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music for Symphony Orchestra by Yasushi Akutagawa. Dr. Maddie conducted the National High School Symphony Orchestra on the South Lawn of the White House in Washington, D.C. in 1962. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me on the Interlochen Collection, music from the Archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today we're revisiting the orchestra's trip to the White House. The next piece that the students performed was the American Salute by Morton Gould. Gould wrote the piece in 1943, during World War II, and he based it on the tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home, which was composed by Patrick Gilmore, a 19th century American band leader and composer. The National High School Symphony Orchestra again to perform American Salute by Morton Gould at the White House in 1962.
Thank you.
Morton Gould's American Salute, performed by the National High School Symphony Orchestra. That piece based on the 19th century tune, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Joe Matty conducted this performance that took place at the White House in August of 1962. The final piece performed on this concert was the official National March of the United States, The Stars and Stripes Forever, by John Philip Sousa. Here again, the National High School Symphony Orchestra in August of 62, with Joe Matty conducting. The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa, the official National March of the United States, a performance given by the National High School Symphony Orchestra in August of 1962, the final piece the ensemble played on their program at the White House. Before we go, here's one last excerpt from President Kennedy's speech that he gave that day. Here, Kennedy addressed the audience, expressing his admiration for the hard work and discipline the students were exhibiting through their music.
So that I hope when you see them that you realize that they are not playing merely because they happen to have a natural talent, but they are playing because their natural talent was developed by their own sense of discipline.
Thanks for joining us for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.